This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's shiurim are sponsored by Reb Donald Zolkin in honor of his new grandson who had his bris this week.
Great-grandson.
Eliyahu Shlomo, they should be zoche lehachnisa legadloi leTorah lechupa lemasim tovim. Okay, so we're going to start today with our shiur on tefillah, and I'm just going to bring up the Marim HaKoymos, and the shiur on tefillah is sponsored by our good friend Rabbi Tzalo Rose in honor of his, in memory of his brother, L'zecher Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak. So we're going to speak about the following subject today in davening. And this is really a topic when it comes to all brachos in general, which is a very interesting question. Because as we know, when we daven, dalef ne miyata oimed, it's quite important that we understand who we're standing in front of. Lefne miyata oimed, who do we pray to? Who are we speaking to? Lefne melech machi amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the language of the bracha is somewhat questionable or intriguing in that, let me get it up here. Here, you should have it now. Tell me if you could see it. How's that? You see it? You don't see it?
It's very...
No. Do you see the Marim HaKoymos?
Yes, yeah, it's so clear. Oh.
This is what I got. Okay, so the question is, when we make brachos, the tense and the terminology of the brachos is we start with Baruch Atah. We're speaking first person, second person, Baruch Atah. Blessed are you. We're talking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we say, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Then we say Asher Kiddishanu, that He sanctified us. Now all of a sudden it's third person. We're not talking directly to Hashem anymore. We're not saying, if we were to keep up the tense of the bracha, we should say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddashta Oisanu B'mitzvaisecha V'tzivisanu L'haniach Tefillin. In other words, what we should say is, blessed are you, Hashem, that you sanctified us, and you commanded us to put on tefillin. But we don't say that. Instead, we say, Hashem, that He sanctified us, and He commanded us. So the bracha is basically, noichach, and then nistar. So this is this applies basically, and is apparent in every single bracha that we say. Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech haolam, shehakol nia bidvaroi. Everything came into being with His word. It should say, Shekol Niyah Bidvarecha. Everything came about through your word. So this question is dealt with by the Rishonim. Yeah, it's unclear. Let's do it the best we can. V'kosav ho'eben yarchi. The Avudraham quotes the Eben Yarchi. Nishalti al inyan abrach shebetchilosen medaber klape Hashem kilu kenegdei. At first we're speaking to God as if He's straight opposite us. U'v'soifan in the end kilu enoi kenegdei, as if He's not opposite us. Tam lekulam, the reason for all of them, because this really applies by all brachas, whether it's a berachas hamitzvah or a berachas hananin, mimash shenemar shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. It says, I place God before me always. Ki kishamazker es Hashem, because when we mention God's name, v'oimer, baruch ato Hashem hu oimed lenegdi. When you say baruch ato Hashem, God is standing opposite you. V'kiven she'omer achar kach, melech ha'olam, and afterwards when you say king of the world, nimtzad comes out, she'enoi oimed lenegdai. He's not standing opposite you anymore. In other words, like this, when you say Hashem's name, it's shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit. When you say yud kei vav kei, God has to be in the forefront of your mind. You have to imagine that He's right opposite you. But then when you say melech ha'olam, so you're not opposite him anymore. Sheratz Eloimar, Oysay Elokeinu, Shemelech HaOlam, Hu Kiddushan Mitzvay Sav Tzvan La'asoysam. In other words, we're basically referring to God in two veins. Number one, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When it comes to Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Summit, God is right opposite me. But when it comes to God as King of the world, so now this is His sovereignty over the whole universe, so God is no longer, so to speak, right in front of your face, that God is the one who commanded you to do the mitzvah. That's the reason why the mitzvah changes from Noichach to Nistar. God is revealed and hidden. Nigla mitzad masav. He is revealed through his actions. Meaning, COVID-19 is God. So we see the ramifications of God's actions. The elections, who will win, how various cities are performing, how various happenings are occurring, these are all the acts of God, and that's apparent, that's nigla. So Hashem is nigla mitzad masav. However, His divinity, His godliness is hidden. V'nistar mitzad alakusai. Just like the neshama, we just learned in Masech Tabrachis. V'gam ha-neshama, nireis v'nalamas. The neshama is apparent, and it's also hidden. L'chein ha-nefesh mevayreches benoichach v'nistar. Like this. Since God is hidden and revealed, and who's making the bracha? The nefesh, which is hidden and revealed. So therefore, the neshama expresses itself in this way. K'may shenemar, barchi navshi es Hashem, v'chol kravai, Hashem kachoy, Baruch Hinavshi Yis Hashem, Hashem Elokai, Godalta Ma'od, Oysar Kasama. So basically, since God is revealed and hidden, as is the Neshama sort of makes reference and alludes to that in the manner in which the Neshama offers the bracha. Now this question is raised by the Rajba as well. The Rajba was asked, Oid sha'alta lama niska nusach habracha mechza nimtzavne umechza nistar. Also, you ask, why was the bracha enacted, half of it found and half of it hidden? The Rajba says, Da diyesh lebale hachachma soy nizgav. The masters of secrets have a great secret here. Basically, there is a hidden mystical reason, and it's beyond our understanding. However, however, there is a revealed reason that is beneficial. Shatiknu nusach habrachos. Kain ratzoloimer beniglo v'nistar. There is a revealed reason in that which there are masaki in the nusach of the brachos, revealed and hidden. Lefi shekvar yodav d'shnei yisoydish yesh aleim nivna ha-koil. There are two principles upon which all of Judaism is based. Ha-echad ladash shehu yisbarach, mechuyiv ha-metzios, v'shein sofik b'zeh klal. K'moshin yisbarav, v'nisparasam ha-moifis alav b'yorav. That means God exists perforce. God must exist. God doesn't happen to exist, but God inherently must exist. God is mechuyev hametzios. The second principle is v'habei she'ein amitasa yizbarach muzgov kiyim liatzma yizbarach levad. That is, the truth of God's identity is only recognized by Him alone. So His reality is recognized by everyone perforce. Anybody who's been blessed with brain cells recognizes there's a God. So not everybody has been blessed with those cells. And furthermore, some people choose not to believe. But God must exist. As the Ibn Ezra famously debated with a philosopher once, who denied God's existence, so the philosopher, who was a great poet, stepped out of the room, and the Ibn Ezra finished the poem, and the philosopher came back, and he said, what happened? Who did this? And Ibn Ezra says, yeah, the ink spilled. And the philosopher says, if ink spills, it doesn't write a poem. And Ibn Ezra says, if ink spills, it doesn't create a world either. So anyone who has been blessed with the cerebrum knows that there has to be a creator. But not everybody understands reality and the essence of that creator. So God's identity is revealed and his essence is hidden. In order to establish these two principles in our souls, Kavu anusach benigla v'nistar. They enacted the nusach, revealed and hidden. Baruch ata kimedaber amishu nimtza meforsam. Ata, we're speaking to someone who is well known and famous. Imshu medaberi my panim and panim. And more so, we're speaking to him face to face. But don't think that when we're speaking to God, he's in an entity like all entities. So you don't make a mistake and think that Hashem is found like the reality of all entities. And there's some similarity between God's reality and the reality of everything else. Kavu asher kedeshanu. They said, he sanctified us, and now we're no longer talking second person, likbaya b'nafshei seinu, to establish in our thoughts, she'afal pi shehu mefursam, mahus metziusai nelam, even though God is, so to speak, obvious and well known, but his reality, his essence, is hidden. She'afshel dabar b'rak b'nistar. So basically, very similar to the Avudraham, but I would say a little different. I would say it's a third pshat. Again, let's clarify. Pshat number one is there's a principle when you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, it has to be Lenegdi. So Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi. So you say Baruch Ata Yud Kei Vav Kei. But then when you say Melech HaOlam, so now you're talking about God's sovereignty over the world, that's Kiddushanu. That's the first pshat of the Avudraham. The Riva says, the reason is God is revealed through his actions and hidden through his divinity. Meaning, we see what God does, but we don't know what God is. So we say Baruch Ata in terms of his Masim, and Kiddushanu regarding his Elokus. The Rashba is saying a third pshat. God is revealed in terms of his essential existence is obvious and is revealed. The fact that he's a Metzios is revealed. What he is, his Amitos, is hidden. And now we come to another dimension of this, an amazing Sefer. Now, the name of the Sefer is Beis Elohim. Now, I do want to say that, just as an aside, when I was working on the Sefer Elokah D'Meir Aneini, I had the following chakira. Should it be Elokah D'Meir Aneini? Or should it be Ella and then Ha D'Meir Aneini? So the publisher said it should be Elokah. I said, I said, we need to ask somebody. He said, let's see, did anybody ever write a Sefer with Hashem's name? Yeah, Beis Elohim. So he said, what does it say on the cover? So on the cover, Taka says Beis Elohim. So I said, you know what? That's a good raya. But if you, I'm realizing now, if you actually open up the Sefer, it says on the inside, Beis Eloi, and then him. So at least on the probably on the outside, which, you know, somebody may bring it somewhere where maybe something improper there. But okay, that's an interesting thing. Now, who wrote the Beis Eloikim? The Beis Eloikim was written by none other than the Mabit, Rav Moshe Mitrani, who is a contemporary of the Arizal. We were just at his kever in Sfas. And he wrote a Sefer Beis Elohim about principles of tefillah, teshuvah, and yesoidos ha-Torah. And he says as follows. He says, Hine inyan ha-bracha ish'anu mevarchim l'kel yisbarach. The blessings that we make to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davar tzarch she'yisbar. We have to clarify, Be'eza oifen yitachin inyan brachasinu elav. In what way could we make a bracha to him? B'yois inyan ha-bracha shefa v'riboy l'mizbarech. A bracha is a bounty to the one being blessed, k'shetochel ha-brachas ha-mavarech, when the blessing devolves on him. Shefa v'riboy l'ha-mizbarech, k'shetochel ha-brachas ha-mavarech. Ki zehu inyan kol ha-brachas. These are all the brachas, sh'mizbarechim b'fnei Mibnei Hamevarchim. When we get blessed from a blesser, it's an increase of shefa and bounty. Especially when God blesses us. Okay, this is a little clearer. Hakel Yisbarach Shemashpia Mituva Yelenu. Especially when God blesses us. But this doesn't make sense when we bless God. In other words, when you go to your grandfather, when you go to a tzaddik, when God blesses us, so we understand that we're getting shefa, we're getting riboy. But this doesn't really fit in when God blesses us. That how does this work out when we bless Him? Heaven forbid any shefa reaches God from our brachas. It would seem to be improper to include this in our blessings. We already spoke about this a little bit. But he says, I want to offer as follows. Let me see. Va'oimer ki shefa habracha al mezbarach timshach mitzad ha'nefesh b'yoysa atzula v'nechtzeves mitachas kisei ha'kavayd. How can a tzaddik give a bracha? What does that mean? A tzaddik gives a bracha. Where is he getting the bracha from to give in the first place? It's because his nefesh is under the kisei hakavod. Utechavin b'shasha tia kroiva lachzer el hamakom asher mimenu chaytza. It's because he has in mind at the time that his nefesh is close to the place that it was hewn out from. Like it says by Yitzchak Avinu, va'avarchecha lefnei Hashem lefnei Moshe. I'm going to bless you before I die, meaning my blessing will be before I die, before I'm about to go tachas kisei hakavod and I'm standing before Hashem. So when a person is closer to the next world, he has more access to the blessings of heaven. So therefore Yitzchak says, I'm about to go up to Shamayim, now I have more access to bracha, I could give you a bracha. Likewise, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, when did Moshe Rabbeinu give a bracha? V'zois ha-bracha asher beirach Moshe Yisholaikim es b'nei Yisrael. When did he give the bracha? Lifnei Moshe, before he died, because that's when he's closest to Hashem. V'karev lachso otaros kisei ha-kod, arei ani lifnei Hashem, v'chein al-Moshe nemer, Yisholaikim z'yo lifnei Moshe. K'ibrachos lifnei Moshe, v'samach el-misos, ayo Yisholaikim, v'karev yoser ayla, v'oz tiyed ha-nefesh ki'ilu nubekaz l'shkina. That's when the soul is clinging to the Shechina v'tatzameis ha-Shechina shafalamata, and he could yune out from the Divine Presence below b'dibura l'mizbarech. And even before Misa, the brachos of tzaddikim are miskayim, when they come close to Hashem with their tefillah, and in their kavana, and their masim toivim, and their chachma, to be mizdavik to the Shechina, that through their Maisim Toivim and through their connection to the Shechina, they're able to carve out bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the concept of bracha is that when you are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can access the bracha of Shamayim. So Yitzchak Avinu before his death, he had more access to bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu before his death, he had more access to bracha. And Bechlal, a tzaddik in general, has more access to bracha because through his chachma and Masim Toivim, he's able to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, how do we bless God? You ready for this? Watch this. Uke'inyin zehu habrachashan mevarchim lakel yisbarach. This is the way that we bless God. Sha'al yidei berchoyseinu yiyanetzal v'nishba shefa mishchino shalmala l'shchino shalmata. Now, for those learning Tamar Devora, maybe we'll have a better understanding of this. There's a concept, there's a Shechina above and a Shechina below. There's a divine presence above. Again, the Shechina is not God. God is Kodesh Brichu. The Shechina is a manifestation. There is a manifestation on high, there is a lower manifestation. Once the Shechina comes downstairs, it never stops. Like Chazal say, the Shechina never moved off the Kaisel Maravi. And that Shechina that's always on the Kaisel Maravi always is with us in Galus. And that's a remez that Hashem is with us in Galus to guard us, that we should not be swallowed by the Goyim, by the our cousins who are taking over Europe, not be swallowed by the Edoimim, and not be swallowed up by the left-wing liberals. We need Hashras Hashchina to protect us from all of that. V'hu Yizbarach Matzil Oysanu V'Oyslanu Nisim Nistarim L'Hatzil Oysanu. God, in His mercy, He makes hidden miracles to protect us from these things. Whether it's in election results, whether it's in chief justices who are appointed miraculously, God protects us from terrible dangers. V'gamhu meichin oysanu l'shaniyah mulcham la'avaydasa yizrach v'laynifna ra'am v'sadeh kazav. Furthermore, God prepares our hearts that we should not turn to false gods. God influences us so that we don't veer off the straight and the narrow. V'imkein berchoseinu elav, who therefore our blessings to Him are sheyashpia mishefa shchinosei shamala lamata. You know what it means when we give a bracha? What shefa are we giving God? We're saying, Ribbono shel Olam, be mashpia from your shchina lamala to your shchina lamata. That's what it means, shefa. Our bracha to God is that the Shechina that is with us in the Golos, in America, in the Kaisel HaMaravi, that Shechina should be empowered from your Shechina on high.
Isn't that bakasha? It's not a bracha, it's a bakasha.
Yeah, that's in a sense what it is. According to the Mabit, that bracha is shefa, is hashba. What is a hashba? It is, so we thought, oh, we're being mashpia on God. No, we're sort of asking that He allow His Shechina Lamala to be mashpia on the Shechina Lamata. Kedei shetia hasagasoi aleinu begalosenu yosaglus. So that our understanding of His presence in our galos be more revealed and meforsam until we are redeemed and we do tshuva. And basically, we are trying to carve out bracha from Him to Him. Huh? Mishchinosu shalmala l'shchinosu shalmata shehu nitzutz v'shefa malmala. I have to tell you, I don't know if I ever heard this before, that there's a concept of shchina lamala and shchina lamata, and the purpose of a bracha is to be machatziv, to yun out blessing from the shchina lamala to the shchina lamata. And this is what David HaMelech says, Aroi mimcha Elokai HaMelech. I elevate you, my God the King, ki b'ma she'ani mevarich ha'ischa la'olam, in that which I bless you forever, ani meroimim shechinascha shamata, I elevate your shechina below. Ki al yedei abracha milmala, by elevating you above, tisrabe v'tisrabe mishmai lamata, then your name will be great below. Aremim chalei kaya melech, va'avor chashim chalei oylam va'ed. B'choya ma'avor cheka, va'ahalala shim chalei oylam va'ed.
Rabbi, I'm having trouble with the concept.
One second.
That a human can elevate the Shechina from below to encourage a bracha from the Shechina above a human?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're not elevating. The Shechina below is God's manifestation that protects us in the Golos. But we, so to speak, want that manifestation of God to be more revealed. So we're asking that it be influenced from the Shechina above. You know where else we do this? Yiskadel, the Yiskadesh, Shemei Rabbah. May His name be made great and holy. Ukmoshim Mefarshim, Shem Ka Rabba. Like Toisus brings down from the Machzor Vitri. Yiskadesh Shemei Rabba. The Shem Yud Kei should be made Yud Kei Vav Kei. By the way, I would interpret it as follows, based on the Yismach Moshe. We know Yud Kei Vav Kei stands for Yismachu HaShamayim V'Sagel HaAretz. So it's always Yismachu HaShamayim. The Shechina Shamala is always Yismachu. But sometimes we don't experience the V'Sagel HaAretz. The Shechina Shamata is not always apparent, so we're mispalel. The Shem Yud Kei, which is Yismachu HaShamayim, should also be V'Sagel HaAretz. The Shechina Shamata should also be amplified. But if it is Rav Shemayim B'Chalayim, V'Sagel HaShamayim Yodoy, like the Navi says, V'Sagel HaShamayim Yodoy.
So what's the difference between the Halalukas and Yiskadel V'Yiskadash?
The Halalukas... Yiskadel V'Yiskadash, not everybody's there in the shul yet. And by the Halalukas, we hope they've made it in already. No, but Yiskadel is... look, there are many forms of tefillah. The Medrash says there are 10 statements of tefillah. There are 10 expressions of tefillah. Tefillah, techina, pegia, tza'aka, help me out here. The Medrash says there voeschanan. There are different expressions of tefillah. In fact, the Ben La Ashri on this week's parasha, I didn't speak this out yet. It says when Yishmael was born that kishama Hashem el kol anyech, God listened to the sound of your outcry, and the Targum translates anyech tzeloisich, your prayer. So he asks, ani is not one of the expressions of tefillah. Okay, but be it as it may, why are we reading this whole Hakdama? Says the Beis Elokim, Rav Moshe Mitrani, with this we could give a good reason why in the Nusach of the Bracha it's straight, Noichach and Nistar. Baruch Ata Hashem L'Noichach. Asher Gizom Zazov Nistar. Besides what we wrote in Perek Hay, that we're blessing Hashem in that which is revealed to close to us and revealed to us, and that which is far from us. What does this mean? Aside from the fact we wrote in Parakei, basically what we're saying is we're blessing Hashem who's close and revealed to us, and in that which is far from us. We say Ata, and we're roimes to the Shechina, which is with us, revealed to us through its actions, the Shechina Shalmata, as if we're masigit, and we're speaking to it as if you speak to your friend. So, Baruch Ata is the Shechina Shalmata. Asher Kiddushanu, that's the Shechina Shalmala. Mitzad Iker Shechina Shalmala, v'nestares. And we can understand that's the Lashon Nistar. Kigam she'in anu masigim mahusa, anu masigim mitziyusa, v'ashkachasa. We don't understand the Shechina Shamala, but we know it exists, and we know it's watching over us. Ti mezakeh us in chayoy l'maba, so that our soul could delight in eternal tisadin b'desha nafshenu, like David HaMelech says, Shabachi Yerushalayim as Hashem, halili elokach tziyon. Hashem is the Shechina Shamala. Halleluya Elokai Tzion is the Shechina Shamata. Shabachi Yerushalayim es Hashem. That's Shechina Shamala. Halleluya Elokai Tzion. That's the Shechina Shamata.
So it seems over here, for the Shechina Shamala, it's Shabach. But for the Shechina Shamala, it's Halleluya.
Right.
Right,
no, that seems to be correct. Yeah. So Rabbi says, so far we have four perushim in why the tense of the bracha changes from Ata to Kiddushanu. The first pshat is when we talk about God, His name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, L'Shivis Hashem L'Negdi Samid. So that's in front of you. And then when you talk about Hashem in general, that's Kiddushanu. That was Avujaham. The Riva says, we do it Noichach V'Nistar. Hashem is revealed through His actions, hidden at the vantage point of His godliness. The Rajba says, God is revealed in terms of His essential existence, which we all acknowledge. He's hidden regarding His essence. And the Beis Elikim says, God is revealed, Shechina Shalmata. He's hidden, Shechina Shalmala. Look, many of these Perushim are really the same and overlap. It's somewhat different terminology, so let's just end with the Nefesh HaChayim, which I think is basically what the Riva says in the Avodraham. But again, the Nefesh HaChayim is saying this in his terminology, that our whole understanding of Hashem is how He relates and attaches Himself to the Olamos, and He's mespashed in them. Like the Raya Mehemna says, that God is not understandable until He's mespashed in the Olamos. Therefore, Anshei Knesset HaGdol were mesakein the Nusach HaBrachos, Noichach and Nistar. First, Baruch Atah, Lashon Noichach. Then, Asher Kedushanu, Lashon Nistar. That the way Hashem is meschaber to the Olamos, we understand Him, we say Baruch Atah Hashem. Because the Olamos need God's Toisefes and Riboy Bracha from, and we, as the Nefesh HaChaim translated, Baruch is a Toisefes Bracha. So in that sense, we're dealing with God's relationship with the Olamos, and we say, Ata. And that's what it means, Melech HaOlam. But the one who commands us and sanctifies us is God's essence, Ein Sof Levadoi, who is completely hidden. That's an amazing thing. If you want to know who commands us to do mitzvahs, who sanctifies us, it's not God's manifestation, the way He interrelates with the worlds. It is the essence of God Himself. Asher Kiddushanu, God who is hidden, 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 He's the one who commands us and sanctifies us. Now, you would have thought that today's shira was a philosophical shira. I want to tell you, a nafka mina lahalacha between the Nefesh HaChayim and the Riva. What do I mean? Between the Nefesh HaChayim, excuse me, and the Avudraham. According to the Avudraham, why do we say Ata? Ata is because when you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, God's existence has to be opposite you always. So then Yud Kei Vav Kei is Ata. But as soon as you get to Melech HaOlam, the King of the World, that's a different vantage point. That's Asher Kedushanu. So according to the Avudraham, it's Baruch Atah Hashem, Kama, Melech HaOlam Asher Kedushanu. According to the Nefesh HaChayim, blessed are you, God. Blessed are you. You are the one who relates to our Olam, to our world. You are the one who connects with our Olamos. So the way the Nefesh HaChayim reads it is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Kama. The Melech HaOlam is the one who is Atah. And Asher Kedushanu is the essence of God. So depending how you understand the reason why we switch from Noichach to Nistar, that's where the placement of Melech HaOlam goes. If the reason you're talking directly to God is because whenever you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're talking to Hashem straight up, then the Melech HaOlam goes with Asher Kedushanu. If the reason you're saying Baruch Atah is because that's referring to God's relationship to this world, then the Melech HaOlam goes with the Baruch Atah, and the Asher Kedushanu goes with the end of the bracha. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that concludes today's Shir on Tefillah. Now, we are going to the next segment. Well, okay, now we're going to the next segment.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.